Nancy Cordes went through the latest batch.
The 4,400 emails reveal a Secretary of State who was deeply engaged in the minutiae of diplomacy and fascinated by Washington intrigue. Gefilte fish, where are we on this? She asked a pair of aides in 2010. The seemingly cryptic email referred to 9 containers of carp caught up in a trade dispute. From longtime confidant Sidney Blumenthal, she got critiques of D.C. power brokers. Then White House senior advisor David Axelrod has enough to do fixing the domestic messes he's made. House Speaker John Boehner, he wrote, was an alcoholic and lazy. Boehner's office responded in a statement today, saying the only reason this mishandling of classified information has been exposed is because of Speaker Boehner's decision to create the Select Committee on Benghazi. 125 of the emails in this latest batch have been retroactively marked classified because the information in them is now considered too sensitive to release to the public. The new emails show Clinton chafed from time to time at the confines of a classified computer system that could be difficult to access. In one exchange, her deputy chief of staff, Jake Sullivan, said he couldn't send her a statement from former British Prime Minister Tony Blair because it's on the classified system. Clinton responded, "It's a public statement. Just email it." Sullivan replied, "Trust me, I share your exasperation, but until Ops converts it to the unclassified email system, there is no physical way for me to email it. I can't even access it."
The State Department says none of the newly released emails contained information that was considered classified at the time that Clinton received it. Intelligence officials aren't so sure, Scott, and they say regardless, that material should not have been sitting on Clinton's home server for years.